You are about to enter the magical realm of the world's greatest hypnotist. Michael White. Do not listen to this broadcast while driving or operating heavy machinery, as Michael will be taking you into a deep trance state. Prepare to take the reins of your own brain. Freedom from your fears and anxieties is just seconds away. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael White.
Hello, hello, hello everyone, and welcome. Thank you so much for listening to the Free Hypnosis Podcast with Michael White. The Best Sleep of Your Life edition, this hypnosis podcast is dedicated to helping you get a full night's sleep. Over the many years that I've been a hypnotist, the one request I've had more than any other is, how can I get to sleep? I was surprised, actually, but not too shocked to find that most people have a difficult time falling asleep at night and staying asleep. So I thought, if I were ever to start up a podcast again, that's what I would focus on. So here I am. It's been 5 years, and a lot of people have been wondering, well, where have you been? What's been going on? Well, I just want to let you know that I got married and started a family and was living a lot of cool adventures in life. I've stepped away from the podcast world for a while just to focus on other things, and I thought, it's time to get back out there. I'm back in your ear waves now, controlling your mind, controlling your theta waves. So let's get started. Let's not waste any time. Go ahead and get settled in. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And let it out. That's great. Take another deep breath in. And let it out. Notice how your body instantly responds to taking deeper breaths. I'm going to be asking you throughout this podcast and many others down the road, how's your breathing? And that's a question you can ask yourself from now on throughout your day. How's my breathing? And as soon as you ask that question, you're focusing on your breath, and your breath will deepen. It always happens that way. As you take another deep breath in and let it out. That's right, just relaxing now. You can double your relaxation if you want. Or if you're really out there and competitive or aggressive or a go-for-it kind of person, you can quadruple your relaxation. That's right. How's your breathing? Notice how your body instantly relaxes when I ask you that question. How's your breathing? I learned this technique one time when I picked up a friend of mine from the airport, a very, very skilled hypnotist, and I was upset and I was worked up about a situation in my life, and he just looked at me and said, how's your breathing right now? And I just instantly noticed that my breath was being held tight, and as soon as I noticed, then all of a sudden it just relaxed and I felt better and I was able to focus more and gain more clarity in our conversation. So how's your breathing right now? Very good. Take another deep breath in and let it out. These podcasts are going to be very relaxing, with the goal that eventually you can just put on your earphones or put in your earbuds or whatever you use, and as soon as you start to hear the sound of my voice, you can drift off to sleep. Oftentimes when you go to see a hypnotist, they don't want you to fall asleep. They want you to be at a state of deep trance, but able to be open to suggestions. This is going to be a little bit different because you're going to be able to fall asleep and trust that your unconscious mind is going to be able to hear my suggestions anyway. And you're going to be able to make all of the changes and solve all of the problems of your life on your own, deeply and privately, in your dreams and in your sleep state. That's right. Just continue to feel comfortable and relaxed now. And if your eyes aren't already closed, you can close them perfectly. I want you to think about how you don't even think about closing your eyes or blinking. It just happens automatically, and it happens perfectly. So often in life, human beings judge themselves every little action that they take. I've yet to meet somebody who really spent a lot of time judging whether or not they close their eyes well or not. So really relax in knowing that you can take a break from any sort of self-judgment, self-incrimination, self-deprecation whatsoever when it comes to closing your eyes and just let them fall down. Closed right now. That's right. And they're going to be so heavy. I'm going to have you try to open them in a moment. This is a classic routine for hypnotists. It's a test to see how deep you are in a trance. How willing you are to go there. Will yourself to go to that place. Make it hard for your eyelids to open. Make them heavy like they have 1,000-pound weights there. Tiny little 1,000-pound weights, like little eyelid earrings hanging off there. And the more you try to open them, the heavier they become. That's right. Really try to open your eyes now, but you can't, no matter how hard you try. And if they do happen to open, just go ahead and let them close again. I've never met anyone who's kept their eyes open for the rest of their lives. Eventually they blink or they close their eyes. That's right. I have met people, though, who have opened their eyes when I've asked them to make it so heavy that they can't, and that's fine, too. You just close your eyes again and try again. That's right. And even if you can't do it very well, you might notice a sensation of relaxation somewhere else in your body, and that's perfect, too. Very good. Now go ahead and stop trying and just allow yourself now to go 5 times deeper. And if you're one of those real competitive, go-to-it, go-for-it kind of people, go 10 times deeper. If you're the kind of person who likes to have fun and be excited and go out and meet new and exciting people, go 15 times deeper. If you're curious and like to be surprised, go 20 times deeper. There you go. It's up to you. I was one of those kids who always wanted to go 30 times deeper when someone told them to go 20 times deeper. I'm going to go even further than that. I'm going to go 100 times deeper. That's fine. Utilize those kind of skills. Utilize that kind of thinking for your highest benefit and for the highest benefit of other people around you. Great. Okay, I'm going to count to 10, and when I do, I'm going to have you come back wide awake and refreshed, knowing that you can tune in next week and hear some more exciting news and information to allow yourself to fall asleep. Or maybe you're already falling asleep after listening just to the sound of my voice. I'm going to do some post-hypnotic suggestions before I count, and what it is now is you can sleep easily and deeply. Every time you lie your head down on your pillow, you're committing to getting a full night's rest. That's right. Deeply and easily, resting completely. Very good. I'm going to begin to count now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wide awake, feeling refreshed and relaxed, and ready to take on your day. I have a cool announcement to make. I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to be on the radio from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WFMU 91.1 FM, WFMU.org. The show is called Night People, and I'm going to be interviewed on July 12th, Monday night. You can hear me talk about hypnosis and how it can help you and all other things deep within the mind. So tune in then. Again, it's on July 12th, Monday, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WFMU. And the show's called Night People. Okay, thanks a lot. Go out there and live your lives and have a great day.